Lebena. I mean, if Singh is not here, Lebena is supposed to come here again. No?
I'm
like Wena and Madlali. You don't have to.
I'm appointing myself.
Appointing who? Na?
I think you are raising a valid point.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. But finding the alternate,
hey.
We need to talk to them so that the alternate for our now move better in case.
Well, I'm not sure. How are you guys? I'm going to go to the house. I've got too much energy.
I
want to reduce it before we start.
All right.
Oh.
No, I think I'll take your point up. Push and machine to disrupt our plans. Otherwise, our plans are that in the next hour and a half, at most, we should be done and be out of here. Thank you very much. I knew you would not be part of any scheme.
By who?
All right. The first item is update on the committee program. The committee program has not changed that much, but I'm sure Dre will be very happy to know that we'll no longer be going to Bushbuck Ridge next week. So there's no possibility of any mishap along the way. Well, it was not my wish. we could not get permission. I think it is the midterm budget speech. So the three-line win, no one out of parliament. So no Bushbuck Ridge. Well, I'll phone home after this meeting. We'll still have to work on that. We'll just inform them that we're not coming for now, but we'll. So I think that is the only change. Otherwise, the rest is as is. Me and Memangena were supposed to go to Kenya on the 29th, I think to the 2nd or 3rd. We've also been informed that that on those days, the three-line whip. Is it? Park. So the one that is left, for which we're still waiting for approval, is the Zimbabwean one and our Denmark trip. Luckily, I'm told that some of the requirements, very stringent requirements that Singh was talking about last week, are not necessarily. would have to go and look for all the things. But you said Domi next week should provide us. Should just go and.
Is it for every membership?
Which one?
This Denmark thing.
Yeah, all members who are willing.
There's a full
everybody,
committee.
Everybody. Yeah.
Sure.
Even if it's going.
I haven't heard of this miracle.
It's a miracle.
I'll tell you.
Well,
don't get shocked when you get it wrong in the next couple of days.
Unless if there's something you know that you don't.
No, that I am, and I'm saying it. You may be made to take not more than 6 members.
All right, let's cross the bridge. When we come to it, as of now, we've submitted in our application, we've done all members of the committee and the staff, minus the AG staff. It's a separate process.
Sure.
Our item 2 is correspondence. I'm sure we all have this thick document from the Minister of Social Development.
I don't have it.
No.
Yeah, that's your one. Yes.
Yeah.
You can see there's not. I mean, by look of things on it. I'm sure, yeah. Dombi should not even go to Denmark because he's someone that will be.
I think what we think should happen, as we said, the group will look at it. Which means the group secretary and the researcher, together with the convener, will look at it, and then hopefully we can, at management level, agree on when to table their recommendation. That is, analyzing whether the response is substantive. Does it say anything to us? And if it says something, what do we want to do about that response? What do we say to that response? I think, Ndombi, when we come out of here, can you write back to the minister to acknowledge the SIF and that we will be processing this response? Can you support? Yeah. The second one is also information from APEC. They are informing us that two of our members, Mangena and Chirwane, are members of the executive committee of APEC. They sent that to the speaker, but sending it to a number of people, including myself, and I felt if it's sent to me, we should all have copies thereof. You don't have it?
We don't have it. So you are not a general.
Yeah, you can see that the lion is getting
old. Anyway, now and then.
Please. Yeah. I think those were the lighter parts. Was just dispensing with the information. Let's go to item number 3, which is an authorized report. Starting with correctional services. We have the report titled the 11th report of the Committee on Public Accounts and the unauthorized. authorize the expenditure of the Department of Correctional Services. Accompanied by a letter from National Treasury.
Yeah.
You have that?
Mm-hmm.
You'll recall that the other time we discussed this resolution and we had said we need to wait and see the outcome of the discussions between National Treasury and the department. The letter from the DG of National Treasury is actually a covering letter for a letter from from Correctional Services itself to National Treasury on the same issue. In which Correctional Service actually say yes, they can be able to save money. Because the initial recommendation of National Treasury was that they should make savings. Even though they were saying that they can't save a cent, but it does appear that from this letter they say they can be able to. If you look at the last paragraph on page 2 of that letter, what is page 2 of the Correctional Services letter? Given the above projected under expenditure on compensation of employees, DCS recommends that the 483 million and authorized be funded from the 2011-2012 projected underspending from compensation of employees and any other under expenditure that may be incurred in the capital works program. So they are saying, as Correctional Services, they will be able to save money to offset the unauthorized expenditure.
Chair, does the chair of the portfolio committee aware of this? Because he was like, made to believe that the department can't survive.
I've made him aware and I've given him this letter.
So you haven't had the bilateral kind of discussion?
And I'm saying we discussed. We did have a discussion. That's why I sent him a copy of this letter. As you can see on that paragraph here, submission, they say they will underspend by 368 million on compensation of employees only before you even come to under expenditure on capital works program. So they are likely to actually underspend their budget, despite what they were saying to us in the hearing, that they can't save even a cent, which might have been deliberately misleading the parliament.
What do you call it in a parliamentary language?
Is there a misleading parliament?
Oh.
but anyway, the report. Our report is in line with what National Treasury was recommending, that the unauthorized expenditure must be a saving from their budget. So the letter that they're submitting here actually concurs that, yes, they can be a saving. Yeah.
That
was
up, actually,
thank you, Chairperson. I think on what they have said here, and the Treasury have also agreed to this, I think we do have a report that is written, commitment by the two Director General, I think the Acting Commissioner and the National Treasurer. So we have something at least that is written. It's a commitment on their side, whereby they won't come at any given point to say that we were not in agreement with this one. So I think I will propose as a committee that we accept and move.
We
thank you.
Mr. Chair, yes, I don't have problems with that in principle. I concur, but we just have to look at some technical aspects of this report. And I know it actually belongs to my colleague. It is kind of, he owns that department, and I've actually taken a vow by myself that I'm not going to get involved in language and spelling and that kind of mistake. But unfortunately, you know, it's just so glaring that I have to do that this morning. Background, the first line, 483, comma, and then there's a space, 821 million. I think there shouldn't be a space. And that happens every time a figure is mentioned in the second line again, and then in the second last line of that same paragraph, then under recommendation, when that figure is mentioned every time. And then I would, while we're on figures, I would recommend that we get a consistent way of dealing with millions. Do we put in commas or space or even a full stop? I was just looking at the letter from the National Treasury when they talk about hundreds of millions of rands, and they in their letter here they say 483.821 million. So there we've got all these variations, and I just think we should maybe follow Treasury's example and use that consistently so that we have only one way of indicating large amounts of money. Okay, the other point is under recommendation, then there's a paragraph, committee recommends, and then there says conclusion, but it's actually another recommendation. I think we should have recommendation one and then recommendation two. Second paragraph, the committee further recommends. It's still a recommendation. So we should take conclusion out and make it recommendation one and two.
All right. I want us to quickly step off of this. If we agree, we can deal with the technical issues. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Actually, on the conclusion, it must start where remove the committee further recommends. And that. And then it starts with the AG should follow up on all matters. Because it's a conclusion. Thank you.
All right. I think I wanted to talk to that last. I think there was some bit of misunderstanding when we were discussing the drafting of the report. I think the conclusion part, we actually should remove it from the report, because once they've paid the money, there's nothing to investigate. I think we're discussing other things. I think you'll see even the other one. We'll just say the last paragraph that says the AG should follow up on things. Let's have that taken out, because once the department has saved the money, the unauthorized expenditure goes away, so the issue is dealt with. Pretorius?
Thank you. Just one or two things which I don't think we can let go, someone just like this. The second line, I think there must be a comma before dated. Department of Correctional Services, comma, dated. And then under background, the very first line, the fourth word, that, must be taken out. The committee notes unauthorized expenditure totaling so-and-so incurred during so-and-so. And then the word totaling, I think, must have two L's. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And then just the very last sentence in the background. Because this document is going to be read by people who don't necessarily know what we're talking about. The huge spending of so-and-so was mainly due to delays in the implementation of the, I would say, the seven-day establishment. Then what is the seven-day establishment? I would say, one should then say, comma, requiring staff to be on service 7 days a week.
The
if, that
yeah.
is the, if that is what it means. I think it's what it means.
Yeah. Requiring.
Comma. Requiring staff to be on service or on service for 7 days per week. I think that is the meaning. But that's in the document somewhere. We can find what it means. Yeah. But we need a description of what 7 day establishment means.
All right.
And then just my last comment. More a question. I'm not so sure whether we can say in the recommendation be approved as a direct charge against the budget. Normally when you talk about direct charges against the National Revenue Fund, I wonder if we shouldn't say it should be approved and be funded through savings in the budget of the department. Because that's what it is. Should be approved and be funded through
just
savings.
Just a minute, yeah. And be
funded.
Funded, yeah.
Through savings.
Through saving.
In the budget of the Department of Correctional Services. But lastly, I concur with my colleague here that the second one is not a conclusion, it's a recommendation.
Yeah, I said the last paragraph, let's take it on. Yeah, I think there was some misunderstanding around there. All right, can we pass this one with the amendments that have been made? All right, so put it down. Can we look at the unauthorized expenditure of the Department of Home Affairs? Why, Tumbi, what happened? Why was this not adopted, this one of Home Affairs?
The members were tired.
Members were tired? These members don't get tired. Never.
Members said to you that our engagement that day.
Okay. I think, yes.
Why are we doing 11 and 14? Why is 10 from 15? We've already done 12.
Yeah. 12 and 13, South and South Development.
Yeah.
All right. Can we look for this one of Home Affairs, as you recall, our recommendations are always informed by what National Treasury has recommended based on the taxpayer submissions from the department. I think that day all the DGs were there, they were afforded an opportunity to explain themselves. I think it was only Correctional Services where we had said no, let them go and engage. Otherwise, the rest were agreed in principle. Paragraph 1.
Just give me one thing. I just want to read it, but I just seen it now the first time.
Well, my colleague is reading and he'll come up with more things, but I'm just having to point out the obvious thing. All the amounts. 97, comma, and then there's a space.
You always check the amount in our report.
Yeah.
You look for the amount.
But they just jump out, and then there's a point, and the next one, an amount of 53 points, space 002. And then again later on, an amount of 97, comma, space 286. There's no consistency even within this one report.
Okay.
Please, Mr. Chair, we must get it right.
But with all the 97,
under background, the first paragraph, I think that must come out again. The committee notes unauthorized expenditure totally, double L, totally, incurred during the financial year relating to, and then I would say the following, relating to the following items.
All right. And yeah.
And then an amount of so-and-so was overspent that on its vote could come out, just overspent, which resulted in unauthorized expenditure. And B, an amount of so-and-so million was earmarked that which can come out. And under recommendation, the committee recommends that the amount of so-and-so relating to the 2005-06 financial year be recovered from the department's future baseline budgets. Now, I'm not sure whether budgets is correct, whether it should be budget.
Yeah, maybe let's go back to the same sentences in correctional services.
Yeah, okay.
Through savings, okay. Is that.
But are we talking about the next year's budget only, not future budgets, because this is plural. It says budgets, as if we want to stagger it over a period.
I hear you. I'm saying in terms of the construction of the sentence, let's use the one we had for correctional services. So it's consistent, and I think it will be easier. It will take us away from baseline budget, because we'll merely be saying from savings that the department can make, whether it's over a year or 2 years or whatever, but that becomes their challenge. So we'll say that they be approved and be funded through savings in the budget of the Department of Home Affairs. Right, can we, with all the changes that have been made, can we move along with the report as it is? Okay. It's recommended. Hush?
Hello.
To second the...
I'm sorry.
All right. I think the with all the changes, we remove the conclusion part, and then the report is done. The substantive elements for now is item 4, the adoption of oversight report. I was checking. I think this one on SASA, can we deal with it next week? Because I'm realizing we only got it now.
Yeah.
But the other one on the prison had been sent to us some time ago. Right? So next week, this one on SASA, visit to the Eastern Cape. Let's talk to, since we're no longer going to Bush Park Ridge on Wednesday, it means we can still sometimes, whether an hour or so on Wednesday, and just come and talk to it. But let's look at the correctional service one. Remember, we went to Mangau, Kutama, Sintumule, and Kimberley Correctional Services. Never mind the dated, it was on the basis that I think when they made the copies, we had to be sure that indeed we're going to deal with it today. So it will be corrected then, the dated 18th of October 2011. Now let's go to the first paragraph on background. Is there anything substantive? That we would like to go into, make corrections, make additions. Well, I did not get those documents. You promised me. Just remembering. She's fired. Okay. If we're finding the background, can we move to the second paragraph? Yes.
I'm not such a person. I'm not good in English, but I think this sentence is too long. Just the first one from the background. Or does the comma assist in that one? Because if you check, The visit emanated from the 22nd June 2011 briefing by the National Treasurer to the Standing Committee on Public Accounts. You can hear I'm already tired. And Portfolio Committee on Correctional Service on the technical aspect of the public-private partnership to PPP funding, and then comma, and on the process that had led to the Department of Correctional Services, DSC, procuring correctional centers through public-private partnership models.
I personally don't have much of a problem with it. In fact, I want to add two further words to it. The third line, I would say, on the technical and financial aspects, I think that's what we really wanted to see, how the finances tally up, whether it's more beneficial to build your own prisons or go to the PPP route.
No, I think we have no choice but to have it as long and winding as it is. I read it and read it again. The comma there is your halfway station. That's where you can breathe and then continue. Okay. Item number two on the papers. Victoria?
Compromise by making this one shorter. The first line: the purpose of the visit to the correctional centre, that by members of the committee can come out. The whole thing is about visits by members. Centres was to review.
Okay.
And if I can carry on this next paragraph, the second line. Let me read the older one. The committee conducted on-site inspections at the two public-private partnership prisons, comma, in Mangaung and Tatama Sintibule, comma, and the new Kimberley Correctional Center. And then I would stop after Department of Correctional Services stop, because the purpose, we mentioned the purpose before. In other words, I would take out with the purpose until state-owned ones, because it's duplication.
So remove that whole line.
Yeah, there's three lines. With a purpose to of establishing so and so until state owned ones. I'll take that out. As we've just said it before.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah, in the first paragraph.
On this thing, why the green room?
Might explode.
The myriad. Thank you. No, I thought on. Yeah, because now it's me, you can't talk anymore, and I can do this the whole day. So I thought on the background, I'm not sure. I thought we should, amongst other, indicating these prisons that we visited on the background, because to me it gives a summary of what person should expect.
Yeah, no, but that's covered in the heading. In terms of the actual, I hear what you're saying, but yeah, we thought the heading give mention. All right, so we...
We should have added dated, because from background, the first emanated from the meeting that we were briefed by the National Treasurer, but the dates they are not mentioned.
The date of our visit.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Point taken. item number 3? Then you want to say something on number 2?
Yes.
Gloria, switch off your mic. Is it still on? I'm sorry. But the one creating problems.
Yeah. Chapman, I'm not sure all the last sentence when we say that the new PPP having already 2 contracts for 25 years, whether are we, I know it's 25 years, but there have been some years already which have just gone by. I don't know whether we should be able to say it or, I don't know, but I just have I'm feeling kind of uncomfortable. I don't know how we can put it.
Yeah, but come that by just after 25 years to say which started in 2002, comma, something like that.
Yeah, no, I think you're fine. I hear your point. It's so that it's not as if it's 25 years from now,
yeah.
But it's 25 years which started in 2002. Yeah. Can we go to item number 3, the delegation? The last paragraph. I think we need to add that yes, in those meetings we actually met the management of the correctional centers as well as the Department of Correctional Services, because I think in Mangaung and Kutama, the management that was there is not part of GCS. Even in Kimberley, yes, the regional leadership was there, but also the management of the centers were there. So if we can just add that so that it reflects that we met the people concerned. All right, can we go to Manau? Yes, Pretoria.
Yeah, what I want to say now...
Before my own thing.
On delegates, I personally not feel comfortable listing people, but if you list them, I think the issue of Mr. A.R. Ansley, ANC, it should be indicating a whip of the committee also. If you include these things that you are putting.
I think that's fine. Not removing the party name, but I think including the fact that it's a win.
So it's up to you how you do it.
Sure.
But generally, like I'm saying, personally, I don't feel gel well with the inclusion of ourselves. We are members of the committee. Why do we have to list ourselves?
All right.
Mr. Chairman, on the risk that we're getting very technical about this issue, but if you're going to add the party, the names of the members first and then the part, and thereafter even a third title, namely whip, I'd just like to point out that Mr. Ainsley may be whip for the ANC, but it's not a whip for the committee. I'm not sure about other members of other parties, but certainly we from the DA, we don't acknowledge him as a whip for the committee. He's not my whip in this committee. So he's just, as far as I'm concerned, another member. In the same way as anybody else, we're colleagues, he's just another. He's not my whip. So we should leave it out completely. And the ANC members know that he's their whip in that committee, in this committee, and that he will whip them, but he won't whip me.
All right, it's fine. We let's not belabor the point.
No, I want to suggest that let's remove this thing of names. We are a committee. Well, why do we have to want to know who are the committee members? We are a committee. So the committee visited. Whether there were apologies, members who were not there, I don't think this is, if you wanted to give a report of members who are sometimes not attending, let it be on our reports, where we'll be saying, these are the things that will happen, so many members being there. But this is a report that we're presenting. The committee visited. I'm suggesting that let's remove the entirety of these names.
Can we, I'm taking that to be a suggestion on a new format, because we've already processed other reports that have this. And when I look at the other reports, in fact, others are even worse, because when you say you met management, they will even include names of the people. So, but maybe let us look at it in terms of what format is acceptable here, what is it that is possible in terms of how we write, then we can then process it. I'm just thinking, maybe let's not take a decision here and now on that aspect. Can we move to Mangaung, please? Number four.
Yeah, I was starting to say that what I say for Mangaung also applies to the other two prisons. If you keep in mind what the purpose of our visit was, that was to look at the cost comparison between the private PPP ones and the state ones. And I think we must have a paragraph in each one right up front to say Mangaung was built in 19, whatever it was, 27 or so, at a cost of so much. Initial planned cost of X, and the final cost was Z. Similarly, if we get to the other two, we must do something similar, so that at least we have comparison of figures we're talking about, and the years when they were completed.
Okay. Year, cost.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's fine.
Just by way of introduction to each case.
No, that's what Google brought to me now before we start. Here's the figures, and I ran away from figures. I didn't wait to discuss it. Unless we should discuss it with you. Okay. But no, I think point taken. Who's
Chair, I'm not sure, again, if we read with two Department of Correctional Service controller, why don't it read with two controllers seconded by the Department of Correctional Service?
Okay. With two controllers on site. From the Department of Correctional Service. Okay. Vanel?
I believe that has been when we started the on the first paragraph, we've mentioned Department of Correctional Services in brackets, DCS. So I don't see the need of also including the full name of the department and put it into brackets in the next coming paragraph.
Okay, so I take it. DCS. All right, 4.1, background and context. Is there any other thing? Should we move to Pretoria?
The last paragraph of that, on page 2, the school at the juvenile center offers classes from ABET levels without the apostrophe, levels 1 to 4.
Levels 1 to 4, and grades 10 to 12.
It's just an afterthought on the issue that I've raised earlier for the two contracts for the 25 years. When I check on the background and context, why can't we not put it here and put the 25 years or the number of those years in each of the present terms of or in the background and context to say that, like Kutuma Simthumule was established this year and just for period of 25 years since from when, so that it will be easier. We specifically name each prison.
That is, yeah, we put like your year, build, cost, and then put that information there. And okay, I get your point. So instead of just having it there on page 1 in purples, when we say it was built in such and such a year for a contract of this period of time. And I think that's fine. K, can we move to Limpopo and do the same thing, start with the year in which it was built, what was the cost, and for how long the contract was going to run.
Also very important when you do the two private ones that we make the point that they were actually done by private initiative. They weren't, the government didn't build them, the private initiative paid for them. There was some agreement there, so we must make, the point must come out that it's private initiative that built those prisons, whereas Kimberley one, state built them. In other words, the way of setting up the initial agreement between the state and the private must somehow be mentioned.
Just a minute. Right, Maung PP Correctional Center, Kutama Timule PP Correctional Center. All right. Yeah, I think the point that you raised, Kumbich Lwane, is, I think it's captured there very well in the last sentence of the first paragraph. So if you can do it there as well, in Maung. Right, can we go to observations? Yeah, we're still coming there to New Kimberley.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still looking at 5 point. In fact, maybe we need to adjust the number. Because yeah, observations will be number 6, and then 5.21 should be 6.1. Yeah, 6.2, 6.3. 4, and then Kimberley becomes 7, and then 7.1, and then recommendations becomes 8, and conclusion becomes 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finished with the report. Yeah.
Yeah. So on 5, I know I think now it's 6.1. On the background and the context, the second paragraph, when you check the last the second one, when you check the last, it says when you at the time of the visit, the DSC was represented by 2 on-site controllers charged with ensuring the holding company compliance with the Correctional Service Act of 1998 and its contract. I just want to say, I think it's not like the site controllers were visiting with us. It seems as if in terms of their work, they are stationed there. So we should be able to say it categorically, not like they were coming with us. They are there. They were, maybe we can say they were present. I don't know.
No, I get your point. Correct. That sentence might convey a message that suggests that they just came for our visit.
And the DC has 2 on site.
Maybe let's say has 2
right.
On has, because then
yeah.
It's permanent.
Sorry.
Whereas head might be, they were there when we were there. We don't know whether they are there now or not. Okay? You capture that, Ntombi? All right. Can we? Yes, Pretorius?
See, my biggest problem with this report is now with the new 6 and the new 6.1. observations from Mangoma, Katuama, and Timbule. We say the heading has observations for two of them, but in the text, we would say the delegation was impressed by this and this. And then we would say at the center, this happens, at the center, that happens, without saying which center. In other words, we have a heading for both, but we don't specify in the text what we are referring to. That makes it awfully difficult. For example, you would say at page 4 on top, for example, you would say staff felt that one warder having to guard 100 inmates, without saying which center we're talking about. It wasn't at both, it was simply at one. A staff member mentioned that. So what I'm saying is that we must specify exactly at which institution we are talking about. That may be difficult, but it needs to be done, otherwise it's nonsensical.
Yeah, otherwise it's not clear which one we're referring to. All right? That's fine.
If I can just refer to some detail, then page 3 at the bottom.
Page 3 at the bottom.
Second line, their crafts and furniture produced by inmates are donated to local communities and sold to staff. It almost looks like it's one action, but you can overcome it by saying, and also sent to staff, also sold to staff. So it's two options. Sold.
Yeah.
Stock.
Yeah. Okay. We remove to staff.
Then,
that's
the next point.
Okay.
Chairperson, I don't know. You see here when you say the delegation was impressed by craft, woodwork, and motor mechanic. Let's take for example, I was doing car hijacking. And I get arrested, sentenced, and I'm doing motor mechanic inside. And members of committee of parliament will say they were impressed. I don't know. Maybe one can't say the rehabilitation in terms of programs that are happening. But I don't know. It's just the thinking that we were impressed.
Impressed by facilities and training offered in respect of.
But I think what the sentence is trying to talk to is that the facilities, not so much the skills of the inmates. I don't know, maybe it does not come out that well, but it says the delegation was impressed by the craft, woodwork, and motor mechanic workshops. I don't know, maybe let's look for another word, but I think it wants to say that the centers, the places where these people were working, were well built and better, had good facilities, I think. But I hear your point. Maybe let's think about a word. Vanel, put on your thinking cap.
Maybe what you should say, the delegation was incorrect. By all things that have been done there. But if you say all things, by the way people have been changed, by the way inmates have been changed, meaning that when they come out, at least they can do something for the sense of the community.
Rehabilitation workshops.
Training offered and the quality of the workshops.
But I think Chair, the concern
the quality of training
of Honorable Tivan here. It's about we're intensifying the stealing technology of those who were arrested on, you know, car theft. That's the point she's raising. I'm not sure how
those who were doing woodwork.
No. She has been specific on this one to say you are saying good and mechanical. That's where she has been raising.
I think let's maybe check if we can get a better word than workshop, because I think the sentence covers maybe the three areas that we saw and that we're impressed with. I think we here understand what we're trying to say, but I think the concern is when somebody reads it, does it still effectively convey the message or not? So I'm saying,
led by rehabilitation and skills offered to them. Because while they are being rehabilitated, on the other side, they are learning something.
Okay.
You remember when they were starting a car to make a car. And really, it's not so.
Yeah, I think the reality is that the facilities that we saw there were impressive.
Mm.
Now,
and the skills offered, because facilities could be there, but these skills are not offered to them. What they need of them, facilities.
Okay, that's fine. We'll look at proper grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tutorius, you wanted to raise another point?
I'm on top of page 4 now, sir, the new 6.2.
Right.
The very first sentence, I think we must just guard against being too general in our comments here. The way that first sentence is written, it's as if that's the general view there. I would say that we should rather consider saying something along the lines, the working environment appeared to be good, although some staff felt that one ward is so-and-so-and-so. Just to say simply one staff felt, that creates the impression that's a general view. We might have spoken to one or two staff who mentioned that. But I would soften it by saying the working environment appeared to be good, because that was so. And we're saying that also in the very first sentence on the previous page. As per its contractual obligations, the centres are well maintained. So just to introduce that sentence, I would say the working environment appeared to be good, although some staff felt that one warden, etc., etc.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, can we move to.
Can I carry on the next one? Yeah, please. Yeah,
it's fine. I think I was just thinking. Processing that sentence you had just made. So that we we, unless it was something along the lines of the last part of your sentence that, you know, even though maybe some staff complained about working conditions, the committee could nonetheless not verify that with management, so that we don't commit ourselves to saying this was good or this was bad. It either puts us on the side of the staff or it puts us on the side of management. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Same wouldn't apply to the next line about nurses. I think we must also cover ourselves there.
I think that should be the principle. Be able to couch it in a way that brings out some of the things that you might have heard without treating them as facts, lest we be accused of having heard one side and then left and took it just like that. Yeah.
I just want to raise taking from even the when we're doing the method of work workshop, that in terms of the relationship with the portfolio committee, remember that when we're doing this oversight, the portfolio committee on correctional service was also doing their
oversight.
I'm not sure because because we are a public accounts committee. Some of the issues, even though they interrelate with us, if maybe we are not overlapping that much on what is supposed in terms of the specific. especially in terms of these working conditions.
No, I don't think it is that very much that it dilutes everything that we do. We are talking observation, because in reality, we did not go and ask about trends and sense and walk away. We took our time and did a thorough oversight visit. So those are observations. Those are things we saw. Those are things we had. Now, at the level, I think maybe at the level of recommendation, that's where it might be important to say some of the things that we observed, which we cannot follow up ourselves, can we say the portfolio committee should follow them up, because we can't turn a blind eye to things that we've seen at the committee of parliament. Can we move to 6.3? Yes, Pretorius.
Chair, I would propose that we change that first line to say not many former employees, but some. Concerns were raised that some former DCS officials who were currently managers at the centre will share, again, that says centre, and we're talking about centres here, and I'm not sure whether it refers to both of them. We just make sure whether that this applies to both cases.
Yeah,
or shareholders,
make it centers, yeah.
Centers, or shareholders in the company could have been involved in the original contract negotiations, and that, I would put, insert another that, and that could possibly constitute a conflict of interest. And that could possibly constitute a conflict of interest.
That could. Can we remove that last paragraph that talks about disregard of the contract? Because maybe we could, because we've spoken about the fact that there were. Maybe, or unless we say furthermore, there were allegations of violations of the contract between the TCS, in fact, yeah, TCS and service provider from time to time.
Yeah.
So that it's not like it happens every day. It does happen from sometimes, at times, for which, as you note, there are penalties. In case there are violations.
Maybe we should consider on that score then to say as part of our recommendations that we say that the two officials of the department that are located at the prisons that there must be faster rotation to stop them from becoming part of the family there.
Yeah. Just remember that when we go to recommendations, because then it will then be talking to this issue around violation. Right, can we go to 6.4?
Number A, it talks about the center, and I'm not sure which center it is, but it's all of them, that must just be clarified.
Yeah, I think, let's say center, because it applies to both of them.
Yeah, but the next sentence again talks about two, and one might have three, and the other one has four again, so.
Yeah. I think the offenders transferred to the center, right? We're saying item number six is observations for Mangao and Kutama and Timur. So it's about these two. And I know that the issue of distance was covered in both. In both centers. The next one say uh, unless if we can go back to 6.3 and remove the last paragraph, because then the next sentence talks to that issue around the lack of rotation of the controllers, even though they may need to remove two, because we're talking about the two prisoners. You just say the controllers from DCF, who are responsible for ensuring that the centers comply with the terms of, okay, it says there are two. There are two controllers who are responsible for ensuring that there are two controllers in each center from DCF. There are two controllers in each center from DCS who are responsible for ensuring that the centers comply with the terms of the contract. Members viewed this as problematic because there is no rotation of controllers, and this could lead to a lack of daily monitoring and compliance with the contract.
But perhaps too strong to say there is no rotation. There is rotation, but the frequency isn't fast enough. Shouldn't one say there is not adequate rotation?
I think there is no rotation.
The guy said to us in Bloemfontein, Mangum, that he's been there for some years, and somebody else was before him, so there was rotation. He hasn't been there all the time.
I think it's only now that the minister is considering to make it policy to have rotation. It is not yet policy to have rotation. So even if it happens, it does not happen because it is policy and it is infrequent. No, not necessarily.
As you remember, there was this gentleman who was saying that he was working in Pretoria Central Prison, and he has been transferred there.
It's a transfer. It's not. What I'm saying is that you don't have a policy of rotation yet. That is why when we're in Limpopo, the regional commissioner indicated that the minister wants to introduce a policy of rotation to address this question of people becoming too familiar, becoming part of the family furniture. So rotation is not yet policy.
Yeah. The last sentence again. Members view this as problematic because there is no rotation of controllers, and this could. What about this? This could compromise oversight of the contractor and compliance with the contract.
I think that's better. That's better. Can you repeat that sentence?
And this could compromise oversight of the contractor. And compliance with the contract.
That's it. I think that conveys the message more crisply.
Somewhere in the very first paragraph, the allocation of cost must come in when it was built. relation story with this specific one. It started at 200, ended up with 900 or something. All right.
Are you also going to give a background of when was this prison established?
Yeah, that's the point it's raising. Yeah.
You are taking Africa as the country. You know, I've got three lines that I know in Africa.
He knows.
Okay. Yes. Sentences from 5 years to life.
Mm.
Right? We remove 40 years, say life. Imprisonment. Life imprisonment, not just life.
Did it correct to say the center comprises of 3 1,000? Is it correct in this? 3 1,000? Do you see where I don't think it's English.
What?
The second, on page 5, second.
I think it's like, it's 3 1,000 units. Yeah, 3. But 3. 1,000
beds.
How do you mean?
It's not from
the
document.
Like the words of
the Thank you very much. I agree with you. In a guitar fella, to tell him that I think this is correct.
No, I was asking whether is this English? That's why my question is.
Proper English.
You have said that just there.
No, she answered that and I conquered this proper English.
Is it proper English?
Proper English. 100%.
I'm still not satisfied.
You want to ask from
maybe this
KMG?
One can talk best.
That's fine. You can ask when we're done here.
I thought maybe if it's 3 times, you know, something like that. I'm just racing, but I'm curious. That
I hear you. I think at this stage
we may defend it, but it's not.
No, it's fine. I'm convinced that it is correct, but Peter Paul.
Yeah, maybe this democracy, they can talk better in this.
I think they must tell us that this comes exactly from their brochure themselves. It's not even hungry.
All right, can we go to observations? That's... Oh, no. Yes, observations. Yeah, 7.1. Go to have meant up the number and 7.1.
I'm not really clear on this. The problem identified was that offenders who committed different crimes and were serving different sentences to share the cell.
Pretoria's going to help.
That was also my problem. My solution would be the following. The problem identified was that the offenders shared cells irrespective of their crimes, sentences, or ages. I don't know whether that solves it, but it's better.
Shared cells. Shared cells. Yeah.
Irrespective of the crimes, sentences, or ages.
Irrespective.
At least there was no mixed sector who are involved in different activities, comma, including gardening, cleaning, and skills training.
Right. Here we are. Okay, can we go to the next page?
Facility has a fully equipped kitchen that makes extensive use of inmate labor, and that last part of what he's been at, no nutrition service is outsourced. Are we talking about the catering service, or are we talking about nutrition only as the person that sets the menu? Is that what you're talking about?
Just end at the use of inmate labor.
Yeah, but that's the question, because this refers to nutrition service.
I think catering.
Catering,
yeah. Remove nutrition and put catering.
Then the answer would be that catering is provided in house by inmates themselves.
That's the best.
The meals
are
prepared by inmates themselves.
Prepared for a motel.
How then would you want that sentence to be? Because I've got it can be constructed in many different ways, but you know, it was saying that the kitchen.
Why don't we say the facility has a fully equipped kitchen where meals are prepared by inmates?
Number F, I think the most important part is the last part, that it depends on the Kimberley Hospital to treat very sick inmates. Without saying there are not enough doctors, because that's what we've said earlier on. We can just say the center depends on Kimberley Hospital to treat very sick inmates. Because as you would have noted with the two triple P centers, all the treatments are done in-house. So in Kimberley, doesn't have to come out that for very sick patients, they take them to Kimberley Hospital. I think that is the point. The centers,
the center depends
on Kimberley Hospital to treat very sick inmates.
So I've been quiet, but as an outsider now reading the report, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, does this mean that other correctional services have hospital facilities, so you can do operations and so on at the correctional services, except this one, where you, if you're very sick, then you go to hospital, like you would under normal circumstances in any event, like all of us, if you're very sick, you go to hospital?
Everything.
They would do all sorts of treatment there.
Doctor and operational theater. Even a psychiatric experience there. Unlike in Kimberley, they depend on the hospital. Even if the doctor is there, even the patient will be transferred to the hospital for treatment. Maybe they might be having a sick day where they can see the patient for observation. And when they realize that this one is serious, then the patient is going to go again.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I just want to concur with Honorable Manet, but I wanted to say maybe that was the reason that they are not enough doctors. Maybe we should, I don't know. But on what you have said, when I said check and repeat, trying to assist Honorable Treya in terms of understanding, that was the reason, and they say there were not enough doctors. So hence, when people are very sick, are being taken to Kimberley, but of which the chairperson has already rephrased another sentence in terms of that number F. Can I go continue, chairperson?
Sure.
Number G, I think you said you are doing observation, but I think maybe we should remove this one of members raised concerns that we should just as an observation that inmates were not receiving accredited certificates.
Right.
At the end of the
year. But inmates were not, because that's what we observed.
Not, were not, or are not, I don't know. It was observed that inmates were not accredited at the end of training.
I think let's leave it at were not. Because we don't know whether that has changed now or it has not, but at the time when we were there, we found that the training that they were being given did not have accreditation. Yeah. Right, can we move to recommendations? Having observed. I think what we said is number 8, maybe it should be 7.2. Oh, okay. No, not at all. That's fine. That's 8. 8. Right, Pretorius?
Just a point about the rotation of those DCS officials. Maybe we can bring it in C. The DCS controllers on site at the PP centers, we could add there, should be rotated regularly and should ensure that all contractual servants are here.
Should be rotated
or more frequently, regularly, as I said.
Yeah, let's use more frequently. I think it's better.
Assures me it's an English word. It means to fall back into your old habits.
Recidivism. This must be Peter Paul.
You
could have used relapse. All right. Anything before we come to conclusion? Very fundamental.
The A1 chair, is it a recommendation the way it looks like?
A.
No. It repeats the observation in my own. In different ways, but still emphasizing the observation. I think the message that we wanted to send is to say they should use these facilities to its fullest capacity, but they are. But the way it is, it's still an observation. Not a recommendation in my own.
Okay. The new Kimberley Center should be used to its
maximum capacity.
Then I cannot stand with that.
Maximum capacity. And remove and say like the other centers. Like the other. Like not like the other. like there. PPP center. Or it must be used with full capacity, full stop.
Full stop, Chairperson. Remove that other thing. And I'm sure that goes with the, if you will allow me, page 4.
Okay.
7. The unlike the Mangaung, blah, 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 that should be removed. We just start with the new Kimberley Correctional Service.
Where are you?
The last paragraph on page 4.
Page 4?
Yeah. We will remove, unlike up until the center, we start the, wait with the new Kimberley.
Which page 4?
The last paragraph on
7.
Yeah. The new 7. You are self-made.
And that's page 5.
Page 4. Also, you have made a new page. Yeah, I know. Of course, it's Tuesday.
No, I will I'll have a short meeting with you after the meeting to understand the background.
but do you get what I'm
saying? No, I get your point, yeah. No, I found it. You might be confusing these pages. Calling them four.
Okay. Mine is also five.
They got a
on page 4. And then it's yours and mine on page 5. No, the wedding is not.
No, that's that's the one I said should be given to him.
Come again. No, okay, I think the issue of faith is, to me, does not make any difference.
No, it's
what
fine.
Makes difference is the content.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I've got it. All right. It's fine. Can we go to the conclusion? If there isn't anything on the recommendation.
Long
left. Can I comment on the first paragraph? Very heavy paragraph, I don't know where that comes from. But at least you must take out the entire state owned part, first one. We're just committed to seeing the Kimberley prison, so and so. Take out the entire state owned.
Okay.
But I have some question marks about the entire sentence.
Yeah.
No other answers.
Mm-hmm.
Are the audience not practical answers?
Well, I think the Kimberley prison, which they call the new generation, it's supposed to be different from the old, and therefore introduce a new way of dealing with offenders. Now, obviously, if Kimberley relapses to anything of the past, then it means that DCS will not be moving forward in terms of a new way of dealing with offenders. So it is supposed to be a launching pad to something new. So we can only wish that it must succeed, because if it doesn't, then it means that the entire change and new approach to doing things will have failed, will have fallen flat on its face. I think for me that is what it is about practically, without any hidden politics around it or anything else. Taking away the location, because clearly one of the senior managers there said the location of that prison was a waste of money, because you have such a huge prison in an area that is so lowly populated. So you're bound to then import prisoners from other provinces. So it is the thinking around the prison that is important. Otherwise, the location, I think,
I don't know whoever took that decision. I don't know what was in his mind. Push.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was trying to think louder as to what were the reasons amongst other for us to have this visit. I'm sure among other reasons, it was the concern raised by the portfolio committee that the PP, whatever you is there, they're not necessarily supposed to be there. But on our recommendation, on our conclusion, we seem not to say anything about that, a concern of the portfolio committee, whether we are for them or against for that. I'm not sure whether does it make sense what I'm trying to make.
Balin Leila, and then Pretoria.
Thank you, Chair. I was also going to say more or less the same thing with Khotsi, because our purpose was, if we go back to our purpose, it was not only to review the current PPPs, but also to compare in costs with the state-owned ones, to compare them. It looks like we have done the first part of our papers, and maybe the second one we haven't done quite well. Thank you.
Chair, also along the same lines, I think we're halfway there by our recommendation number E, 8E, which says that we, the department in conjunction with Treasury, should undertake a comprehensive cost comparison between the new generation and PPP prisons to properly inform future decision taking. I think it would be impossible for us after this visit to make a recommendation to say we must go this route or that route. You need to have proper figures. But what perhaps is lacking is under observations, one to say that we were given conflicting figures by various people. Remember, the Kimberley prison gave us figures which nobody of us believed. Whereas we got figures also in the Trichardt, which were quite high. And that's why we said somebody, and that's Treasury in conjunction with department, must do a proper analysis and inform SCOPA of the figures. So I would propose then that we, under the new 7, under the observations, bring in an I, number I, small I, and say something along the lines that conflicting figures of the cost per inmate per day were given to the committee by the various role players. And then that would lead then nicely to your recommendation under E, which say...
I'm looking at the recommendations and conclusions.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have recommendations in this other presence and conclusions. We only recommend only on somebody and then we will consider.
I think B, C, and E do talk to the triple P's. The recommendations are not about Kimberley. That's why it is not 7.2. It is 8. It is broad and generic. You want to respond to Hosh's concern or something else? All right.
Chairperson, I wanted to bring a suggestion that in the conclusion, like we have started when we were saying our intent to have this site visit, isn't it that the background or the introduction, the conclusion should summarize on what we have observed. So I was going to propose, I'm not sure Chair or it's going to be Peter Paul or it's going to be Honorable Pretorius and you to come up with a conclusion that will include the recommendation that we're having on E, and also stating that as a select committee on public accounts, our intent was to check the comparison in terms of the cost, in terms of the state-owned and the privately owned. We are concluding, but at the same time, we are recommending
is the correctional service and the national treasurer. In terms, I'm just trying to check. I think when I was doing one course in terms of how to write a speech, your problem statement at the beginning, that is your introduction, mm-hmm. and your conclusion should at least be a summary of what you wanted to talk about. It's just I don't have anything in mind, but it's just to say what is the conclusion in an actual thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a valid point. I think we're talking the same language here. I think what is missing still is perhaps just a general comment that our view on the appearance and run of the three institutions. And I think we were all impressed with what we saw with the three institutions. We couldn't distinguish between the three of them on the surface. And then we were given figures which did not tally, you know, with different figures in different places. Therefore, we lead to the final resolution and recommendation that we then get those figures from Treasury to make an informed decision at some stage. So what I think is missing is simply a reference to say that all three, we were not surprised, but pleasantly happy, satisfied with the overall running and conditions at the three institutions. But we were given very much conflicting figures on the actual cost per inmate per day figure, because that informs the ultimate cost of your institution. Because that is so, we say then in the recommendation, we ask the only two bodies that can give us the actual figures, which is Treasury in conjunction with the Department, to come up with authoritative figures for us to consider.
Right.
Anyway, otherwise I don't see how we can't make a recommendation on either one of the two on the basis of what we've seen.
Okay, I think the one part in terms of, you know, the physical view of the territories, yes, we can put that in the conclusion. The one that seeks to talk to Hoshi's concern, I think should maybe be an addition to recommendation E. In fact, we should start with it. That talks to the figures that we got, the different figures in terms of the cost to pay inmate, and then talk to this need for comparison. Because the issue talks, although it talks to money, but it also talks to policy. Because if you're going to have public-private prisons, is that going to be the new way of building new prisons? Or are you going to pick and choose? You build some, they're state-owned, some are public-private partnerships. And when you have public-private partnerships, what are you trying to address? Are you addressing costs? Are you addressing efficiency? Are you addressing rehabilitation? Are you addressing security? What exactly? What is the policy thrust? That does not seem to come out clearly than that. If you have them, you're creating an opportunity for some people to make money, or for some prisoners to stay in that kind of prison. So, I felt that's why when Gugu came with figures, I ran away from figures because I felt it might unduly tie us to a very slippery part. But to say there is need for continuous work, it basically says at the end of the day there has to be a policy resolution in terms of what should happen. And I think that is the purview that the department itself and the portfolio committee should be able to pronounce themselves. I think a little more firmer than maybe we could at this stage. Am I again?
my memory serves me well, I remember the minister saying that the 8 prisons that they are going to build are going to be owned by the state. I don't know when I said to her, 8 more. He said, yes, but those are going to be owned by the state.
The tenders were already given out to some, I don't know how many people, private companies, to come with suggestions for further, I think, 8 prisons. But that's why there's a moratorium in place. That's been stopped now. Remember that one chap, either in Bloemfontein or up there, I can't recall where, explained to us that they've expended so much money already on the preparation phase now for the next prisons, but then it's going to stop halfway through because of the uncertainty about costs. The one in Louis Trichardt explained to us also that their utilities account for that last month is more than R1 billion. And when we spoke to the people, the government prison Kimberley, they were saying, no, their per inmate cost is something like R80 or R100 per head. And then when we questioned them about utilities cost, they said, that's part of their formula. That's public workspace there. So they were comparing apples with pears, and somebody must give us that actual full comprehensive analysis, and the only people that can do it will be Treasury and the department themselves. So there is from the private entrepreneur side, there's a dire need that this thing be finalized, because they up in the middle, they spend money and nothing is happening. And I'm not pushing anybody's view, I'm just saying that's just a practical point.
Yeah, I think I think let's put that line. The reason we went out, as you recall, in the previous hearing, as a committee, we had been concerned about that policy position, and the department itself wants to shift away from that policy. I think the issue which National Treasury raised during that hearing was that no, we can talk and still see how we wriggle ourselves out. But it did appear that some TCS officials were saying no, when it's us alone, National Treasury does not talk this language. They are adamant. This is the route to go or nothing else. So I think there are those issues and those, I don't want to say complications, but there are those challenges that are there. Hosh.
No, I agree with you that it's a dicey kind of decision for us to take, whether we are for maybe this statement that we may enrich it much better, but pushing them to do a comprehensive work leading to the arrival of a determination of whatever policy I'm going to be following. As I said, I'm sure that is something that we, from our side, we may say yes, indeed, a clear policy determination required urgently by the stakeholders.
All right, can we leave it at that?
Something that we do then insert another observation
that
conflicting figures, otherwise it doesn't tie up to the end.
Yeah. That will be the first sentence on E that talks to that. Can we leave it at this? With all the changes and the adoptions and all the additions, fine, can we...
That's just my own notes which I made here in connection with that last paragraph which I didn't understand properly, that first one, that ideological one. Can I say what I proposed then? If you don't like it, it's fine. I can live with the other one.
Yeah.
I would want to say the committee
notes the objective of the new Kimberley Correctional Center with its promise of so-and-so, becoming the embodiment of the objectives as contained in the white paper, and urges the Department of Correctional Service to manage this institution accordingly. Because as it's at the moment, we are committed to seeing. What does it mean? How can we commit to be seeing? It's just a statement and nothing else. But the way I've changed it is to put the ball in the court of the department to see that they do it in terms of that vision. In other words, if I can just read it, the committee.
Can you just write it down?
I've got it here, I'll give it to Ntombi.
Yeah, no, give it to Peter Paul. Mm-hmm. I think that one Googled word is enough. Proceed to visit. Don't add another one. Because we'll break some jaws. Yeah, just write it down and then give it to him. Then we'll. Right. So it means that Wednesday will be here. Tuesday. Okay. No. Let's start with tomorrow. Tomorrow we're starting at 10.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. And and then. Next week, V454. Then next week, the groups will be, next week, Tuesday, it will be groups, prioritizing reports for each group in terms of what we need to look at and all that. And then Wednesday, we could have 1 hour group meeting just to conclude and then have a plenary session to get the report so that we can finalize what it is that we need to start with. Can we leave with that and meet tomorrow? Thank you very much.
Which group am I?